When you're a sissy, it's important to find your sissy strut. It's an often overlooked phenomenon in sissy circles, but the sissy strut is important. The sissy strut is one of the key identifying markers of a sissy, as opposed to a feminine man or a twink or cocksucking slut. The sissy stands alone as a unique class of person, and the sissy strut is how we can identify at a glance whether we've got a sissy or a cockfag on our hands. What is the sissy strut? The sissy strut is the particular way a sissy moves into a room or space. It involves the stride, the carriage of the spine, what the sissy's doing with his or her hands, and how they hold their face. It is almost a flouncing walk, only with more bounce and sway in the backside. The sissy strut gives the impression of both a loose back end as well as a well-plugged or fucked ass. Her, his face should imply cock-sucking acumen without actually having cum dripping from the lips. Basically, you'll know it when you see it. How does one learn to sissy strut? Begin by inserting a plug into one's ass that is just slightly too small or too well lubed. Use a pair of panties to hold the plug in place. Wearing high heels with a long, model-like walk, stomp with weight landing on toes first and legs swinging from the hips, knees bent only enough to allow the stride to move you forward. Place one hand on your hip, elbow out. The other, with elbow near the rib cage, should be allowed to sway gracefully and freely around the chest and shoulder. Lips pursed, but not a full duck face. Chin up, shoulders down. Now, strut. Full mastery of the sissy strut takes time and practice. Diligent sissies will, of course, practice their sissy strut at home before attempting to strut in public. However, I do encourage use of the strut by all sissies, because this strut will absolutely identify them as the sissies they truly are, even if it's not a perfect sissy strut. For more, you can visit my blog at fetishphonesexblog.com, or you can call me at 1-800-601-7259 and ask for Harper.